Another floating object is shot down off the coast of Alaska. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker spoke with Fox's Cavuto Live.
I don't know that they weren't testing us with the first balloon incident. We don't know where this one came from.
Right.
Probably China, possibly Russia. But you can almost guarantee that it was launched by someone who does not wish us well.
The Biden administration saying only that debris is being collected. Earlier this week, a spy balloon from China was shot down off the coast of South Carolina after traveling across the United States. Confirmation from the State Department, at least three Americans are among the dead after the devastating earthquake in Turkey and Syria.
The search continues here for anyone left alive from Monday's horrendous earthquakes, but it is a grim scene and it's getting even worse. The numbers tell the tale. The death toll now said to be over 25,000, something like 12,000 buildings either destroyed or damaged, and that has left hundreds of thousands homeless, without heat, without electricity. Pressure is building on the governments here to pick up their recovery efforts. Turkish President Erdogan has admitted that his government has not been doing the job. Also affected Syria by this earthquake. And that's why a lot of countries are pitching in, including, by the way, the United States.
Fox's Greg Palcott. It's a first in NFL history. Two brothers are playing against each other in this year's Super Bowl. Jason Kelce is the center for the Philadelphia Eagles. His younger brother, Travis Kelce, is a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Their mom, Donna Kelce, spoke to Fox's Brian Kilmeade.
They're very, very close. They love each other a lot. They try to help each other. They've always had each other's back.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new virus warning about the old familiar stomach bug. Fox's Carmen Roberts.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of a widespread outbreak of the potentially deadly virus. Since last summer, cases have jumped 31% compared to the same period the year before. Hand sanitizers won't kill this germ because it has a unique protective shield. So wash your hands frequently.
The CDC says the norovirus can live on objects and surfaces, infecting people for days or weeks, and even survive some disinfectants. Who were Jeffrey Epstein's associates? We're going to find out.
Jeffrey Epstein documents with the names of his associates reportedly will soon be made public. Among the names expected on that list, the UK's Prince Andrew. The list is expected to include the names of associates, victims, and employees, including people who are said to be alleged perpetrators. Epstein took his own life while incarcerated in a New York federal correctional facility in 2019 while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And now, the latest winners of the Minnesota Department of Transportation's Name a Snowplow contest. Fox's Jeff Manasso.
After more than 64,000 votes, and MnDOT has announced eight winners of its annual Name a Snowplow contest, including You're a Blizzard, Harry, which plays off Hagrid's comments to young Harry Potter in the 2001 film. Blizzo, Cleopatra, Better Call Salt, Han Solo, Blader Tot, Hot Dish, Scoop There It Is, and Sleetwood Mac. Snowplow names not making the cut this year, Taylor Drift, Alice Scooper, and Melton John. Though there's always next year, other states like Ohio and New York have also joined in naming snowplows, an idea that came from Europe, where Scotland names every one of its snowplows.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.